and now.
Capital 263.
Zimbabwe.
What's up, people? How you doing? Welcome to the team.
Yes.
Yeah. Cousin Louis, Lala, and the Queen Dre with Soko.
Can I just say, I know you're saying I'm not a fan completely because I don't follow you, Zogdaro, but I am. Like,
no, I say fans follow you across all social media, and you're lurking, you're nowhere to be found.
I
want to move in.
Yeah, we have Soko Senior as our guest today. One of my personally favorite radio personalities.
I'm serious.
I love you. You have no idea. I love you.
I think we all love Soko.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a strong independent woman.
Independent mama drama.
Thick
yeah.
ones too. So.
Big up. I'm being hit on.
Yeah, and I have no idea who Soko is, so please make me fall in love with her.
Oh,
please.
Really? You have no idea? Where have you been? Like, why do you live in a bubble, though?
I don't even know where he lives.
Exactly. And you know, this is interesting because it's...
I exist.
Somewhere.
Okay. So, yeah, today we have very interesting topics. Nodakita Mix Church and Bauer. This is your episode. And those who tend to get into sexually awkward situations on dates that you're not ready for, this is also your episode. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, guys, stay tuned. I don't know if you're not excited. I am. So, yeah, just stay tuned for withdrawals. So, yes, welcome to Withdrawal.
Really?
Yes. Because we all know the first thing that comes to
mind. We all know how you're having it. You can't gravitate towards withdrawal if you don't know what that is, though.
Well, she said, you know the first thing that comes to head.
Did you hear the word withdrawal?
No, you said head. You missed it.
You said head.
What comes to your head? See what it
well,
did there.
Guys. Well, anyway. Yeah, talking about the previous weekend, I personally was a nasty C. I don't know who else did you go? Anyone else?
No, I couldn't go. What happened?
What is your nasty C, guys?
But I know nasty C. Like, everybody told me about the nasty C show. He's always high or drunk. And his performances are always la-di-da. But people love, you know, Zimbabweans, they love international, regional, whatever. So it takes a whole lot to piss them off. So a lot of people did enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And apparently other performances were good. So they kind of buffered that. But I would have gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something just didn't come together.
Okay.
Or someone didn't want me there. Or someone negotiated for me not to be there. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I went. And I think for me, I don't know. Nasty C, I feel like he hasn't... it took time for him to fill up Wingate. Because I got there around 7 and I was expecting it to be packed already. Mm-hmm. And I'm there and I was like, okay, there's like a young crowd go towards the stage and stuff. So I think in terms of his fans in Zimbabwe, he still has
But what time was he performing though?
Because I think he started performing, that's another thing, he started performing around 10. And he
finished
by 12 midnight.
At 7 though?
No, but like, because already... I was personally anticipating it to be quite packed, to be very honest. Maybe that was on my
part. Oh, I should teach you the art of arriving late to a show.
I usually do. I always arrive late to a lot of things.
So why are you arriving at 7?
I don't know. I'm going to end now also.
Okay.
But yeah, and then what happened? He started around 10, and he finished by 12 midnight.
Which is 2 hours of performances. What did you expect from the guy?
No, but like... I don't know. I feel like a lot of people feel the same way that it ended too early for $15.
2 hours, my guy. You had other big Zim artists, didn't you? You had XQ, you had Jai, you had Amara, you had that guy.
Oh, Amara didn't come.
Oh, Jesu. I guess he's short.
Wow. She actually didn't come. I don't know why.
Why?
Yeah, my sister was busy.
Your sister?
No, she's not my sister, but she is my sister, but you know, like. No, okay. So she was in South Africa with family.
Okay, but why did she commit to what?
Exactly. Why put yourself, let yourself be on a flyer?
Right, she has her reasons. So please.
No, but if you're going to be a spokesperson.
Nice. If you're going to be a spokesperson, you have to have your facts.
I'm not a spokesperson, right? I'm defending my sister.
Yeah, no.
You guys need to understand.
We're not attacking Amara, but I thought she was going to be there.
Even I.
News to me.
No, she wasn't there.
She performed.
No,
she didn't. I guess she was doing her single launch. So short.
Yeah, which is a great track, by the way.
Well, sorry, what?
Which is an amazing song.
I love Mr. Easy, but I haven't heard it. But anyway, so yeah, but I did like, you know, one thing about Nasty C, I respected. I liked how, because there's a time when, you know, how Zimbabwe Sajera goes at the stage, near necessary people. He literally was like, anyone who's not supposed to be on the stage, get off.
No, that's just diva.
No, but like, I respected the fact that he wanted his own space.
Girl, how high were you?
I was quite high, actually.
Okay, so.
But like.
Okay, so yeah, your opinion.
No, but you know what? Wingate stage and the amount of people that were on it, it was unnecessary. Really. It was.
Who else was there?
Okay, so there were the presenters,
KVG. And then there were just other people who were just sitting there, like, who just looked useless type of thing. So, for me, I mean, I liked it. But I respected the fact that he was able to just say it and be like, yo, I want my space.
We'll give you that. Like, we are allowed to.
But, yeah, I think overall, it was a pretty interesting... I can't say it was a bad show, bad performance. I was hurt that Natio wasn't on the lineup, and they put King 98, who we don't know.
I don't know who that guy is.
My point exactly. Literally, he got on stage. He's lucky he had good dancers. He got on stage, and everyone was there like,
but is his music good?
You know those typical bougie kids that start rapping?
I don't know them.
Okay, so my friend Union 5 was there. He performed.
Who is that?
Like, I don't know that.
Okay. No. Okay, so this guy is really good. He's really good. He's a beatboxer and he's a rapper.
Pro Beats.
No, not Pro Beats. Union 5. Tafara. Yeah,
okay, I don't know him. Anyway. So he up his social media.
But
game.
So what then happened?
He's actually famous.
The dramatic thing.
Is he famous?
Okay, so same thing. So cool. I mean, I don't even know you, but I know you now.
My guy, you were somewhere. You were not in this country, really. So you wouldn't know. You don't watch ZBC. You don't listen to radio.
I do.
How would you know?
I listen to...
To what?
No, you don't.
What
don't even lie and say you listen to radio because you don't.
Yeah, I'm
so then how would you know who I am if you don't watch TV or listen to radio? So
I'm a DJ
and I don't know this person you're talking about.
Exactly. And apparently he's collaborated or worked with Anatomy Do. And I'm just like, how do we still not know you?
For endorsements. Like they actually call and say, Soko, is this a hit?
Okay, bottom line, my friend is good.
Anyway, friend, my point right, was.
In your lane.
So this dramatic thing happened. You know how I'm saying that he wasn't on the lineup? Mm-hmm. So, excuse performing, Anditi. Val perform a song about Keta Vese. And then Nati, he calls Nati on stage, and Nati literally takes over Excuse Show. But you know what was funny? God. The crowd was loving him because Nati already has his crowd.
But you know what I love about Excuse?
Mm-hmm.
He's not afraid to share shine.
No, he had to.
I've always been to his performances.
Yeah.
He's not shy or afraid to call, whether it's Freeman or Natio or Amara. I remember when I went to his album launch, Amara was in the crowd. Mm-hmm. He literally begged her to please come onto stage, and she's like, no. So he's okay with sharing.
Yeah, but here's the thing,
condoning XQ or saying what he did was wrong. No, actually, I think it was a good because I feel like Natio, I can't perform. I wasn't on the lineup.
So you were high. So everything you're saying is according to your high level.
No, but so Christina, listen, Anditi. I personally follow.
But Natio is already a passionate performer. Have you seen him perform?
The more reason why he should have been on the lineup. Yeah, I'm like King 98.
Okay, I agree with that. But all I'm saying is I don't think Akashita Shungu. I just think he lived up to who he always is.
Like okay, by Shungu I didn't mean it in a bad way.
All right, so back to XQ, right? So XQ is not a good solo artist, I should say, right? I mean, most of his music.
Which XQ song do you know? First of all,
the one with Amara, and
which one is that?
Since but Amara, that's a collaboration. That's not a solo song. Let's talk about a solo song that you are saying he's a bad solo artist.
Okay, so you know, like way back, I
nah, you know what?
Okay, no, segment. Listen, you guys, like way back.
How old were you on this way back?
I think I was like 6, 7, but I know his anthems.
Bye, Louis. Guys, stay tuned.
What's up, guys? So welcome to Withdrawals, your weekend calendar, and we're here to cure all your withdrawal symptoms. So starting off on Friday, let's talk about the highlight of the weekend. Shekinah is coming.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Glory. And she's going to be performing at Unplugged. So make sure to make a date with that.
Yeah.
So Coca-Cola is sponsoring this. And if you're an Unplugged fan, just go.
Yay!
But you see my phone in Kumba. I'm just saying. Also, there's a lady called...
What? Wait. No, you didn't.
I'm just saying.
If you're careless with your phone, don't blame it on nobody. Oh, yeah, this iPhone, my guy will find it.
Okay.
So stop buying cheap
phones. So contagious. But the Lady Storm is having one big party at Padziba on the 25th of August, which is the same day, at Plot A64 Rainham Cookman Road. So for all the dance hall people and stuff like that, she's hosting her birthday party. So come through for that. There's New Thursday at Club Sankai on the 23rd of August, where there's going to be Rex, Rose, Abisha Palmer, and Tubad. So this is the artist lineup. And you can get Gemma Soul or Sky Walker plus 6 chasers for $60.
Is that all you have?
For what?
For the calendar.
No, I'm not done.
No, I want to pick where to go.
Okay. There's Afrocentric Fridays on the 24th of August at the same place. And Trevor Longo and Madiz are going to be handling that, hosted by DJ Ben the Roomba Network and DJ iRock. So yeah, support local what, and yeah, find yourself there. Also, Colcom is hosting an international cultural food festival, and this is happening at Jam Tree. Limited tickets are going for
$15. That is so conflicting. Why would Colcom and Unplugged clash, though?
Because
what's the Nyama versus music? Guys, Colcom brings it down.
Really? I haven't been to one of those. Mm.
And then I'm such an Unplugged junkie, but yeah. I'm emceeing a wedding, so
shut off.
No one.
Did you pay my events?
But you're fully booked. Tell me, I want to know.
Because my book.
Yeah, that was because I'm
different
in my own
way. Yes! We're jamming to that, baby. So, yeah, there's going to be Chef Marvin Water and live music by Evicted Band, Gemma Griffins, and Silent.
I always
do that. High five. So, yeah, I think for this weekend, this is more or less it. You know the usual, let's go for karaoke. There's karaoke at Centurion and karaoke at Motswako in Glenora B. So, there's karaoke for both north and south of Samora. Don't say we have been segregated. And Friday, Club Sankai, let's do the thing. Saturday, you got to choose between Shekinah and Koko.
Me too.
Me too. I have so much FOMO.
I have zero FOMO.
But from what I'm hearing now, I'm just like,
I'm feeling disappointed already. And I haven't
gone. Think someone needs to convince me to go there.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a situation you need to go and see yourself.
I don't know.
See it for yourself.
I haven't been there. How could you ask me?
No, like, what's the rumor? Like, can I go to
the rumor is it's smaller than plus
you
one.
You want to go.
It's got plus stripper. One vibes.
Yeah. Do you see yourself?
Yes.
Are you flourishing in that lane?
Yes.
Okay. Apparently, it's smaller than plus one. It's got plus one vibe. I think that they are.
But apparently. It's more expensive than plus
okay,
one.
Okay, but yeah. Why are you telling us apparently? Can you go then give us full info?
No, I'm just saying what I heard. Because okay. She asked what the rumors are.
Okay, can you be the
I will. I promise.
Move their
rumors. And I'll tag you.
Go and be the rumor.
All right, guys. Up next is The Buzz, so stay tuned.
Okay, guys, so welcome to the
Zinger.
And our topic is how to avoid date rape. Yeah, my question is, how do you even get raped when you're on a date?
Whoa. First, pump your brakes on the bottle sway. I'm back.
You can sway, it's fine. It's
back
okay.
The fuck up. Because. Firstly, I've been raped when I was 16 and at 31. No, the looks will deceive. But I'm grown. And my second one was a date rape. It actually does happen.
How? You are on a date. Please explain that to me.
So you are with someone who assumes because you're grown and you're a woman, you have sex, you're not a virgin. It's owed to them that you must give it.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been having these, whatever, 90 day, 10 day, 1 day. Mm. I want to get to know you first. I don't get it down on the first night thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Aaliyah song came in my head. And then... this person thinks, no, I really do want to tap this, so I'm going to drug them and have sex with them. Or I'm going to force myself on them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're grown. You could be in an excluded place. You could be at your place or his chilling. And then they just force themselves on you. That happens. It's just you're fortunate. That's You've been crazy. Around people who are not psycho or respect you.
So wait. Like,
well, but then to some extent, do you think it's your fault?
No, it's not my fault.
Maybe you gave
Rape
them this
Rape is never spine. My fault. It's the other person. They don't know how to control themselves.
Right, so this is what happened. I was with a friend, right? And you were saying that if I go on a date with a girl and I end up paying, let's say, spending maybe $200 on a date, then later on, I mean, I want to bang, rather.
No, but
then
who gave him that money?
She says no. She says no. I mean, after I've spent all this money. So you were saying, you know what?
But you asked me on a date.
No. That's his problem. Now he's the one with masculine issues.
Exactly.
He needs to sort out his own daddy issues.
Because you asked me on a date. You technically are asking to take me
and
on a date.
And who said spend $200?
Exactly.
Why don't you spend $50?
Well, you know those girls.
Mm-mm. Check
Which
your friends.
Girls? You know your friends.
Check your friends. Check your nigga.
Money doesn't mean equals getting laid. You ask me, let's go out. I'm not going to ask you what budget you have because you should tell me Maria Pier. And that's it. And before, we are all, like, I don't understand how we are above 21 and we can't say the rules of engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Say the contract before you leave. And I think all young girls should, before they go on a date, say, I am not having sex with you, regardless of how much you're going to spend. Do not force yourself on me and I don't want you on me. And when I am ready, I will give you my body. Because this is body politics.
Mm-hmm.
You're claiming what's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, because I spend money on you, therefore, this whole body is mine. That's ridiculous. What's
$200? No, like, for that night is mine.
No, it's not. It never was. It's always been in their control.
Okay.
And nobody is saying your body is theirs. Which means if your friend, a guy, comes and buys you a whole round of drinks or a bottle of Hennessy, so your body is now theirs. So you should also tap that guy.
That doesn't
if
work
he
like
asks
that,
for sex from you, you should give him. Bend
fuck?
It and give it.
So, okay. So with your experience, was it a situation where he tricked you into feeling comfortable?
No, he just forced himself on me.
Literally?
Literally.
That is so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you deal with that? Like, how did you deal with it?
I went straight. The next day, I went and got PEP, post-exposure prophylaxis.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know where he'd been. And I didn't trust him at all. And then I did press charges.
Mm.
But, of course, you know.
It didn't go far.
They never do.
Mm.
But if I had kept, because I went to a private hospital instead of a public hospital.
Mm.
So I always encourage young women to go to a public hospital if you're going to report rape.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So can you just say his name out there so people can know this guy is a jerk?
I'm not going to name and shame. I really don't give a shit about him. It's giving him power, which he doesn't deserve.
Well, I do.
No.
Because I know some people. I know
the
powerful
universe,
people.
And I do. My guy, you don't know me. The universe says
like
regardless.
So true.
The universe, regardless of whether it's positive or negative energy, once you speak about someone, you are feeding into their energy. So I don't want him on a radar. He's insignificant. He will not be mentioned.
That is true. Okay, so how would you advise both sexes to avoid?
Let's start with what Al said. It's not your body.
Yeah.
Keep your dick in your pants.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is mine. Do you get and dig? Saka janduda kuita nini ngirikini yangu.
De jangu.
Oh my God.
De yangu. Nuksi yangu do you get and dig? Saka usanditi de yako. Right? And also, like I said, before you go out, this whole, oh my God, it's taking me out. Nonsense. Because you're an adult, muritu, tarane, pafun, listen. We're not having sex. So if you think you're spending money on me is going to equals me having sex with you.
Forget it.
I'm bringing my own money. Or I'd rather stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. I'm not saying we get ourselves into these situations, mm-hmm. but sometimes you just have to be stern. And let you know we know. Yeah, and you should also be consistent in how you conduct yourself with this guy. Mm-hmm. If your no is a no, it's a no. Mm-hmm. If your boundaries are set, they're set.
Yeah, lovely.
So they never confuse the boundaries.
Mm-hmm. And those, like, after it's happened to you?
You have to report it to the police. And you have to talk to someone. Mm-hmm. The worst part that happens to people is we keep it to ourselves. And mm-hmm. As Zimbabweans and black people, we don't mm-hmm. think therapy is a real mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. And now it is a real thing. And I think you should get therapy. You should, you know, get treatment. Make sure you get the full round treatment. Your pep smear, your pep post-exposure prophylaxis. Go to the doctor. And of course, get help.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, true. And I think we also have to, you know, teach our guys that there's this thing that they know, but uh-huh. they have that they say, no means yes.
No, right. No is no.
Yeah, but, okay, there's this, no, don't stop, right?
And if I'm high, I definitely would have a slurred no. Stop.
Like Lana.
But what I'm saying is, if you agree before you go, and if it is for guys should just realize that pussy is not yours because you bought it drinks.
Mm.
Like, can you just stay in your lane?
True. So, yeah, guys, that was for the buzz. That was some deep stuff. And, yeah, I think at the end of the day...
I have a question.
Okay.
Question.
Yeah. So, I just want... You know, you've spoken about how to handle the situation after and before.
Yeah.
But what are the indicators? Because I think sometimes we make the mistake of thinking, because I've known this person for 2 years or 3 years, he's never going to violate me or whatever. Are there any indications in a moment that tell you to just run for the door or kick somebody's balls?
Because the door could be, yeah.
Okay,
during also you have to learn. That's the other reason I go to the gym. I always, not so I lose weight because mm-hmm. I look good, thick.
Yes, girl, thick nation.
So I'm fit enough and strong enough mm-hmm. for my protection. So mm-hmm. every young lady deserves to learn basic, you know,
body combat
for mm-hmm. survival.
Mm-hmm.
But psychos do not have signs and signals because they snap.
Okay.
Some just snap. Others might start by touching you inappropriately and you can feel the discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
But others... It is nongo uyonge mwe china, because that is what it is.
Okay.
And then they just pounce on you.
Mm.
But what is safe for you if you really don't want to have sex? Side kicks are a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wing women and wing men mm-hmm. are a real thing.
Yeah. Mm.
Carry a beard if you're the other or whatever, so that you're never by yourself.
Mm. All right. So here's an extra chance for you, third wheelers. Don't just get high and chow the blessed money.
I know.
You know, yeah.
But then don't go only 6 months that are bitty. But like, you know, we have a conversation with my girls. We're grown, like yeah. we're way grown than you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we have one who drinks to a limit.
Mm-hmm.
So Soko, if I'm the designated driver and bouncer that week,
mm-hmm.
you will realize that I'll be like, hey, my guy. So and then there are weeks I'm allowed to get sloshed, mm-hmm. and my girls look out for me, or mm-hmm. whether it's the guys I'm going with or the girls.
Mm-hmm.
So always have that one person who makes sure everybody gets home safe,
mm-hmm.
and wherever you are around, whether it's unplugged,
the mom in the squad,
yeah, not the mom,
mm.
you're just the eagle eye.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where is so and so? Where is so and so? Because mom then sounds boring,
mm-hmm.
you're just eagle eye, you're like,
yeah.
whoa.
Yeah,
and then it just becomes a thing.
Yeah.
If you have to shout, like mm-hmm. me, I will shout. I'm like, Dre!
And Lala is not that person.
The designated eagle liner ever.
You'd actually be amazed. I'm very defensive when it comes to my friends. No. When it comes to my friends, you wanna fuck with my bitches, Tugnitan. Abananya.
Like, even if I see, like now you guys are already in my nest.
Yes!
So if I see anyone be like, I'll be like, whoa, 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 whoa. And, I'm coming up like, Dredge, you agree to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, mm-hmm. Can I have this girl here?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll take it aside. I'm like, my nini, are we clear? What's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
If not, I'll be like, and remember, when you're drunk, you don't know if you're locked in, you can lock yourself out. You think I'm locked in and they can only lock me in from outside.
Yeah.
So I'll go lock you in the car and I'll leave you there until you're sober enough. You call me and be like, I'm sober. Because sometimes we think, oh no, she's liking it when she's actually struggling to get out of the situation.
Yeah.
So always, and I also think people should go around collecting big sisters. Like, or big brothers. Me, I do. There's one time this guy tried to attack me at kebab. I don't know what I have wretched behavior, so I do go to kebab. Guys, I didn't even know I had so many people. Baba, hey, papa. There were bakera coming from all over, and I thought we were just four. And then I realized, oh no, because I also look out for people. Yeah. So just look out for yourself.
Making it a culture. Yeah. Yeah.
Make it a culture to care about the next person. Not to say, I don't know, she probably brought, I think this weave moves. I think she brought it away with each wheel.
Yeah, it's her fault. But let's talk about rape in terms of guys getting raped.
I think guys do get raped.
On dates?
Yes.
I think it's just about cards.
Because I know he's like laughing.
You would like it.
It's a
look
real,
at his face. You he wants to get raped.
You want to be violated.
Every time.
No, but there are also guys who I have friends, very friends I love dearly, who have been raped by women. Mm. Because guys...
literally.
And it's not because they're attracted to you or whatever, but their body
is just so weak.
It's just like that.
Easy to do that. Yeah.
So if they're also drunk, they can get raped. And a lot of young women have used that to have people's babies.
Mm.
Like, you know, oh, you don't want to be with me. Okay, fine. Then you have sex with them while they're drunk or whatever they are. That's rape. And then the next day you're like, I'm pregnant. But he doesn't even remember you had sex. Even if DNA comes, it's proven. It's, you know.
It's your child.
It's your child. Yeah. And this was unprotected. So it's, come on. They don't know you. I just think people should understand body politics.
Yeah.
My body is my body.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever's body is their body.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask for permission.
Is there support for men that get raped? Are there places that they can go to? Because I fear that they don't know how to talk about these issues.
Okay, firstly, on my show, I said it on my show last week, please do listen, I gave suicide and counseling lines because a lot of men fall into depression because of that.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're raped not only by women but by other men.
Yeah.
What? You didn't know this. Okay, no, you get drunk, stupid. Then wake up with your butt sore, guys.
Well, I think you would know.
Well, I mean, I do have a gay friend, so I never, like, you know, get drunk around him.
No, why? Yeah. It's not like he's going to rape you. He's your friend, right? Did he ever hit on you and say he's attracted to you?
All the time.
Oh, okay, so...
Yeah, so...
Guy's not your friend! Guy's not your friend!
You just...
You guys are dating! Cool.
Here's a good thing, he's a fashion designer, and sometimes he calls me to be his brand ambassador and...
Model.
And yeah, exactly, and I get paid, and every time we're in a pub, he pays. So he's a good friend. So he pays.
Yeah, so it doesn't mean he's going to rape you, though.
But aren't you guys like dating? Because my occasions, and you're going to outer one.
Yeah. So I think in his mind, you know.
You're dating.
Yeah.
Did you? So they didn't have that conversation. The clarity conversation.
Yeah. So the thing is, he doesn't know that I'm straight.
So why are you masquerading?
Sorry,
gay?
Pause.
Are you masquerading?
What
gay
do you
then?
Mean? He doesn't know you're straight.
Does he assume
that he put the finger
gay?
In not the whole thing? Like, what happened?
So the first time we met, I pretended to be gay because I wanted him to buy a drink.
What?
What are you, gay or straight? Please. Oh, bye. It's okay. Yeah. You're allowed.
But hell no. I love women. God damn, no.
But sometimes men are attracted because they've got a big wallet.
Okay, so here's the thing. I have this, you know, tendency.
You make sex look bad.
I have this tendency of just, like, you know, flirting with people. Like, let's say I want something.
With your gay friends.
No, people. No.
People in
but
general.
Guys, wait.
People in general.
But Louis is open-minded. And I respect him for that. Like, I think we should get away from this.
Homophobic.
And I am not homophobic. I have gay and lesbian best friends. Like, and I love them to bits. But what I'm just saying to him is don't assume because they're gay, they're going to rape you. But it's also important for you to have the conversation. To say, listen, I could have lied to you. Because this is no longer a friendship. It's based on lies.
It's too late now.
Ah, sure.
Too late today.
No, it's not even too late. He's listening.
Guys, that was
all right, guys.
That was the buzz. Y'all, I hope you take pointers the next time you go on a date. So yeah, stay tuned for the trumpet. Guys, the studio is crazy today. Just saying.
Fire, fire. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, the trumpet.
Right. We are here.
The topic is clubbing satanic?
Yeah.
Why most religions condone it. Yeesh, jokes. Wow. Condone it.
Mm-hmm.
Does it take anything away from someone's spiritual life?
Right. So, lucky you all. I'm a very... very spiritual person.
Mm.
Kill
no,
me.
Like, I believe in energy. Mm-hmm. So that is where everything comes from. And if we're going to do Old and New Testament, because let's use Christianity, which is majority of the people who are in Zimbabwe or pretend to be Christians or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Let's do biblical 101. What? How did these people used to party though? Like the kings. Let's go to the book of Esther, my favorite book.
Mm-hmm. I was actually about to refer to that story.
If you have that book, open it, because it then these kings were drinking, bruh. Mm-hmm. They've been drinking for like 14 days of the finest wine in the finest cups. So how high were they?
Mm.
Hi, how are you?
So
did. And then a whole law came out of drunk guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So everything in the Old Testament came with the party. Jacob married, there was a party. That's how he got the wrong wife, because he was high as whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lord, what's that story where Akazurarana Baba Vake? I'm forgetting the story. Yes, and then he cursed him, and then whatever. Those are all parties. The prodigal son came back.
How drunk was the dad?
They were drunk.
God damn.
You know, when the prodigal son came back,
and you think you get drunk, party, Jesse.
They threw mean parties. So
mm-hmm. And Jesus loved to party.
He made miracle. Into
man. Yeah, first miracle Jesse. Was Jesus to help people get turned.
Yeah.
So, one thing I love about my bishop, Bishop Tudor, is he never tells you what is satanic or not. Mm. He preaches to the soul, the mind, and the spirit.
Mm.
Now, it's up to you to find your own condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't feel condemned, if you think everything that you do is hunky-dory when you're high, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But in Proverbs, which is the book of Kings, says that... their issues, right? So, even I do drink.
Mm-hmm.
I will not lie to you. I do go out. My job, not only does my job, but my inclination says go out. But it's what I do when I'm there.
Because
I haven't violated anyone. I haven't shouted at anyone. I
just
the
have
only
a good time.
Thing, yeah. I'm not even the one driving, because there's a designated driver, so I haven't broken the law.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And then people have this whole the spiritual right, the energy.
Mm-hmm.
When others believe in the spiritual aspects that are at a location, which are called territorial spirits, and others believe in the energy that is there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you also have to analyze energies or the spiritual, the territory you're going to. What happens in this territory? Kuno, like, you know how people are like, kwakati kuno rwiwa, kwakati kuno fekwa shakadai, so it's territorial.
Contract kuno be on my phone.
I will be on my phone. And then when I don't go phone, come on, just leave your phones at home or take care of your phones. Like, I leave my phone at home. My selfie, Twitter, near around. You know what I mean? So you also have to be a spiritual person. Study the energy of where you are going and how it benefits your energy. The people you're going to meet there, because they're also energy vampires. They're also people, they're people who dab in spiritual manipulation.
That's true.
So if you then say it's satanic, maybe you've experienced it. We're not going to say no to you.
Yeah.
If it is a place where people get recruited into cults or orgies or whatever. But if that's your thing, yay.
That's your thing.
Your thing. Mm-hmm. So I think we have to get to a place where we stop fearing the dark and see if your light is bright enough for a location.
Please.
If you're not bright enough for that location for yourself, then don't be there. Like I told you, Konastasi, I think my energy just
was like, nah, yeah.
But if I'm supposed to be at a place, sometimes by default, sometimes it feeds onto my positive energy, or I'm going to get a story, or I'm going to get the link to my next domino or dot to make sense to my life.
Mm-hmm.
So you meet someone, like I remember there's an Unplugged, I really didn't want to go, and I bumped into Skara, the drummer. Mm-hmm. I'd always seen him, and I was curious about aerodrums, drama or winky D. And I was like, "Yo, Skara, oh my god, hi Skara." Now we are like homies, you know. But I didn't want to go there. I actually remember that specific Unplugged, I wasn't even bothered. But it has led into a lot of things. So your energy, the time, what young people are now not doing is we are very peer oriented. We like to do what is
everyone
everybody
else is
doing?
What's trending?
Where is everyone going? But if iwewe ukati, time to yourself, ask your God, Jehovah Tripite, lead me to a rock that is higher than I am. What am I supposed to do for myself? If it's yes, yes, God will make a way. That makes sense. If you're not supposed to go, that will be blocked. You've heard stories of people who say, I wanted to go after a friend has an accident and dies. They'd be like, but something just stopped me.
True. And sometimes you do feel like a certain weight when something is about to happen.
There you go.
So why I think it's a matter of choosing to ignore it or to
listen to it. And the Bible says, a still small voice will whisper to you.
That's
it's
true.
In Isaiah. I'm just forgetting. Isaiah 63 somewhere. So we have all these itiners that God has given us.
Yeah.
So if clubbing is satanic, if you say a particular club is satanic, there's an energy that is not going with you there. Just stay away from there. I have places. If people are like, hey, we are meeting Kwakati, I'm not going to talk about clubs and not going there because I am a brand. So I don't want people to say, so aga banano somewhere. So I'm just going to highlight. If people say, let's go somewhere, I'm like, I'm sorry, it's okay. It's not my place to go. And because I also now am self-knowing. And it took me a while to get here, but I would really encourage a lot of young people to get to that place faster.
Yeah.
So satanic, no.
I think for me it's more of religion that has something to say about clubbing, not necessarily Christianity. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand the difference between the two. For me, I feel like religion is more of, what can I call it? A culture, a Christian culture that's been made up. And I feel like that's where there's that contradiction. Where religion is saying, I wa munu wa mwari aende kubawa, munu wa mwari aamwe, munu wa mwari, you know, certain dances, certain dressing and whatever. But then Christianity for me, I think it's like what you were talking about, how it's more of you and your relationship with God and you and what you view spiritually.
In relation to those you fellowship with, by the way. But remember that everything that is on this earth was made for purity. It's only it was then perverted. So dancing was always there. Music was always there. All these things that, you know, even dressing. Come on, we used to tell fika nembe. You know what I mean? Now you're just wearing short.
You can't even do your crop top boob tube without feeling funny.
I don't know why we would. I mean, it's just because my tummy and I are not yet
friends.
So
we're in the same WhatsApp group.
Literally.
But I would. I wear the shortest of things because I've got the legs to show for it.
Yeah.
I wear things that show my cleavage because I have it.
Yeah.
Only my tummy.
Yeah, and I've been looking at her cleavage since she came in.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Those are the rapey things that we're talking about in the bus.
Getting on.
No. But yeah, let's. No, it's interesting that you guys are talking about having Christianity in your own experience. Mm. And I think as Africans, personally, this is, even when I talk to God, I say, you know, God, show me the true Christianity. Because, you know, there's so much to do with how Christianity came to Africa, mm-hmm. and how you have my King James Version. I was actually reading on it last week, how the version came to be. It was audited several times by several kings, mm-hmm. because, you know, if one person Agabata copy, then they decide, no, this is not translating what the actual Bible was saying, they change it.
Don't do this Bible thing, because the Bible was written by men for men,
mm-hmm.
so the women were never counted, they
yeah,
were never
it was
thought
very
of.
Sexist, yeah.
So I don't know, I take the Bible, you know, mm-hmm. when you're talking to my soul and my spirit.
And also, you know, try and just look at, if you guys have ever come across the letter from the King of Belgium, King Leopold,
yeah.
where he told the missionaries, go and say this to them,
yeah.
and then say this, and then say that. So I think as part of trying to create a social order for Africans to make it very easy to maneuver, Christianity for us, Vana, Roma, United Methodist, Anglican,
you know, someone who's listening right now is praying for your soul.
No. Literally. But yeah, those things were played around with to try and limit how we think. Mm-hmm. You go to UK now, mm-hmm. half the people, they don't even believe in the Bible anymore, mm-hmm. because they have seen a better light.
So going back to, does it, why most religions condone it?
Yeah.
For me, like, I don't know. Like, we once talked about how the same faces you see Mubawa, the same faces yeah. you see Kuchurch.
Kuchurch, like, church is a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So
Chirobawa as well.
No. Let's talk about church. Because if you're going to church to look for the pure,
mm-hmm.
then you're not being like Jesus. Because mm-hmm. he used to hang with thieves, prostitutes, murderers.
Yeah.
Even his lineup of disciples was messed up.
Yeah.
So... so what? Wandona kubawa.
Iyo
wandona kubawa.
Iyo ngoto kubawa.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Kuti. But where, the part where it says, why most religions condone is bawa. Where I'm trying to like
you go to church ka, and one of the things that they count as sins is musabe, musaroye, musadabe.
I think for me that's where I would like. It's for me. It's then so hard to then take anything that comes from, you know, our pastors or deacons, whatever. So it's because dimi wa nawachwa truko na kubawa.
No. Let's take it this. Even ukaba wana kubawa. They are people also.
I understand, but they are trying to put a persona that's so perfect.
No, you are the one who's also putting them on a pedestal that makes them perfect. If you always, if tomorrow you see a scandal in H Metro,
yep.
that says Sokostina nudes,
mm-hmm.
it's the way you hold me in your regard
mm-hmm.
that's going to read with either she is a badass
mm-hmm.
or so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
So it's how you hold people.
Mm-hmm. But then don't you think that has everything to do with like how, because I'm
it's
only
indoctrination.
Going to take, I'm going
yeah.
to only take what you give me.
No, I'm also going to give what you want to take from me.
Mm.
Right, and the question was, does it take anything from your spiritual life? That's what we wanted to know.
That
I don't feel that it adds to your spiritual life.
What
like
is,
I feel,
that's a relative term.
I think I feel
exactly.
personally in Zhangu, I feel kuti when I'm happier, just happy Dre at my peak. I can pray, I can worship better than when I'm studying in depression.
When I'm high, I, you know, Ugandizira, praise and worship, I'll be in that vibe.
Yeah. All I know is the things that make you aware.
Yeah.
Aware of your truths and mm-hmm. your demons.
Mm-hmm.
Aware of the things you love and you care about.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get aware when you smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes get aware when you get high.
Mm-hmm.
Like my high self,
mm-hmm.
don't ask them questions.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tell you the truth.
True.
Which I would try filter. Although I have no filter in
yeah,
my life.
But I get you.
But I filter-ish.
Yeah.
But Apple, there is not. I won't even try.
Abana, yeah,
so,
yeah.
In any way, I want people to get to is personalized experience with God.
Mm.
And not let people be the benchmark of Christianity and connectivity with God. That's all.
Yeah.
Walk the walk for yourself. Remember they say stick to your lane. Run the race and stick to your lane. We tinet this mpamba zonke. What is everybody saying? Where is everyone going? What is everyone doing? Do you know, ever since my mom died in February, I have not been able to go to church physically. But I get a ding, Bishop Tuda is now live. And I'm in church. How is it different with you seated in church and me in my bed?
I literally have listening the same to argument the same. With my mom all the time. Because my mom was always like, oh, chida church mazwan. And I'm like, honestly, I'm not in that vibe. There's no point in taking him in the garam church. But my head is elsewhere and my heart and my soul is elsewhere.
Okay, when it comes to parents, my guy, we told you Zora.
No, do you know what? I told, that's just my personality.
Because if you're under their roof, though.
That's true, like but that's just how I...
Then I make your own dollar and get out, then no, make your own rules. I'm very... Because I'm a mom, by the way.
Yeah.
To,
no, I wasn't saying it out of disrespect or out of trying to...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was just a matter of... Child. I was just trying to make understand, Kuti. Just because I'm not in church, it doesn't mean... If I said, Kuti, right, I'm taking time to pray in my room. And I'm in it. I'm actually better than me going to church and I'm not there.
Okay, but you have to get to a point where your mother doesn't understand that. She's old school.
That's so true. Something hurt. They don't even tell
her. Yeah, yeah. So that's why I say, even now I stay in my own place.
Uh-huh.
I got my own rules.
Yeah.
But when I used to go visit my mother in Marondera, I would go to the Catholic church and kneel and sit and kneel and sit and stand and kneel and sit. Because I'm in her space. True. It makes her happy. Makes her. So you also have to not live in a vacuum in your pursuit for God.
I mean, I guess because
so. Because of that's true, but then I don't... Because of Shaur Kuit.
That's true, but then I don't... But at the end of the day, as much as undenying by Angu, I'm not making my own money yet and whatever. And I respect that. I've never ever tried to say anything to my mom that will try and disrespect because she's a single mom and I respect all of that. But at the end of the day, I feel like... In now, I feel like now this is my stage of most growth in my 20s. I feel like, honestly, there's this certain things where... I can't keep putting my energy into things where I'm not. I honestly...
Then put your... And I'm going to call this. I'm going to call you out.
Yes.
Put energy into making money. Get the fuck out of your mother's house. Then don't go to church. But as long as you're under her roof...
But it's not like we have literally fights over it.
No, but if she asks you to do it, Bubu, you wake up, you will bust.
She just says things like, ah, masuvano, chata shonro, chata why.
Shiba, why enda ku church? Ipapo. Ipapo, yeah, say, Mom, wait for me. Give me 5 minutes. No, listen. If you say you love someone, it's a give and take.
Yeah, but also I have my reasons for not going is what a lot of people
then
are not understanding.
Then go and zone out.
Yeah, I think I understand you, Lala. I mean, is it one of those churches that go with that?
No, it's Hala, my church is not even a pentel. My church is a celebration center. So it's not even a church here. It's Catholic. One of those. There's a mess or something.
I was a deacon.
Yeah,
there,
but you know,
But literally, it's just one of those.
And I actually stopped going to your church because
it's one of those situations whereby I'm so mad at God right now in my life. So honestly, going to church.
Oh, so I have this one. Okay. Just because you're mad at someone doesn't mean you don't want to be in their presence.
That's true, but I talk to him in my space.
Okay, I hear you, and this should happen off podcast. But I'm telling this to everybody else who's still in their mother's house. Until you pay your own bills, if your mother drops a hint that Mazwana is going to church, you know what? Next week you're going to church. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm going to do it anytime soon, but I hear you.
You must if you're in my nest. If you're in my nest, you will go to church. Yes. Part of the nest. Otherwise, come to mine.
Right. So if we are on your nest, will you buy us drinks?
Yes.
Good.
All right, guys. So our next segment, it's literally Sokosina's time to shine. So stay tuned for that. Okay.
Feeling kind of super fine. Few super dudes online. So me and my boys will shine. To the chicken swagger combined, but I got one.
All right. So Sokosina.
Yes.
Tell us about you. Who is Sokostina and what is she about?
Okay, so my legal name is Tendai Wenyasha Garwe.
Government name?
Yeah, my morgue name, actually.
Okay.
And Sokostina came from my totem, Doira Soko. Stina is for swag.
All right.
So Sokostina, but it's a trademarked name.
Okay.
So it has its own rights and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's that name.
Did you give it to yourself or was it given to you?
There was a whole story which will take my 10 minutes.
Okay.
So Sokostina came from a mixture of my totem and aunt. Mm-hmm. I'm an African feminist. I believe in women's rights.
Yes.
I'm Tinaye Mudiwa Tawanda's mom. Who was taken from me by his dad. Well, okay, I did volunteer for him to go learn in Australia, so
mm-hmm.
that's where he is now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sister, a bestie, a lover. I'm everything mm-hmm. to everyone who wants something from me.
Mm-hmm. And a nest leader.
And I'm also an influencer. I influence change thought and brands.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, I started knowing you from radio because I listen to, I understand the cult of radio. I listen to it like that. So how did you... What is your brand? Is it just radio? Like
No. I got on radio by mistake. SK asked me to come to a show to talk about women's rights to an orgasm.
Yeah.
Because of the feminist I am. And okay. then I went on his show and I never left.
Okay.
That's how I ended up on radio.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also an actress. I'm a creative director. Yes. I work for television.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a producer. I'm a creative.
Yes.
I also sing. Mm-hmm. I'm working on a song with Prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm an MC. I do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to put my mind to something.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you think Soko, you just know it's entertainment. Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna play the Hangover Show lounging questions. It's a very casual game. So
sure.
I want you to give me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Uh-huh.
Sunday is the best day to
rest.
Okay. If the love of your life was a cocktail, what would it be?
I would mix it myself.
What would you put in it?
I would put everything delicious from strawberries to pineapples to Southern Comfort.
Mojito.
I think there would be, I would make a brand new something.
Would it be spicy?
It would be everything. Spicy, sweet, sour. It would be to my taste.
Okay. You have 5 words to tell us about your perfect weekend of fun. 5 words.
Alcohol.
Okay.
Besties.
Mm-hmm.
Meat.
Mm-hmm.
Sex.
Yes! Yes! It's a boom, boom, turn up.
One more.
Oh, this girl.
And rest.
Rest.
Yeah.
Rest. Okay. Yeah. You meet the love of your life in the club. What would they be doing?
Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm a dancer, so they have to like it. Munane rhythm ga. Angorne rhythm.
True story.
Yeah.
That was in the FIFA. Would you rather party with Beyonce or Rihanna, and why?
Both.
I'll okay.
go to 2 different parties in the same night.
All right. Why? Why would you
party with both? Because Riri is my girl. She knows my moves, and I love her music. And Beyonce will just feed my diva.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll party with both of them.
That's very interesting.
Both all of my egos.
Okay. Mm. Whiskey versus vodka.
Whiskey.
Cider versus beer.
Cider.
Rum versus gin.
Rum.
Whoa!
I'll cocktail the two. Kavanda is gin, you talk shit. And rum, you just get sensual. So I'd both.
Lager versus draft.
Never. Neither.
Who would you fuck, marry, kill? Who would you fuck, marry, kill?
What's that guy?
Idris Elba?
No. Michael Ely.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that guy.
Yes. Who would you marry?
Michael Una?
Myself.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Yes, ma. Who would you kill?
That guy that you told us at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't deserve to die. He deserves to live long enough to suffer.
God damn.
I don't want to kill anything.
Oh, come on. Don't be bored.
Oh, anyone.
Anyone.
Like a dog?
No.
Even someone you don't like.
No, people I don't like, I need them to live long enough to see me succeed.
To see you flourish?
So I don't want to kill anything.
So kill those you like.
No, I actually, I wouldn't kill someone or some. I would kill with my brilliance.
Mm-hmm.
Like people just die seeing me succeed.
Whoa.
Like the thought I would fail, but
we're going to conserve my shot.
I'm sending shots.
All right, that was. Thank you so much for coming.
You're
please
welcome.
Let people know where they can see your stuff, catch on social media. Let them know.
Same.
And also me to follow to okay. Officially become the next.
Instagram at the real Socostina.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter Socostina.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook Socostina.
Mm-hmm.
I will not give you my personal page. I'm in here, but mm-hmm. I will give you guys my personal page.
Okay.
On Snapchat
mm-hmm.
at Socostina.
Mm-hmm.
You find me on Capital 100.4 FM every Friday 5 to 6 on Drive
mm-hmm.
and Sunday. 6 to 9.
Okay.
It's called Inspired. And I still act. I'm working on a movie right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mchaneta the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
People know me from Mchaneta.
Mchaneta, yeah.
Yeah. And look out for a girl with red hair.
I don't even know what that is.
Nah, because you were out of the
look
country.
Look out
for a girl with red locks. They're coming back. I turned them black because my mom had died. But
okay.
They're coming back now.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Thank you so much for coming.
No worries.
Like I'm always telling you, like I said before, not always telling you,
the
that you are.
In the follow me, girl.
I will. But thank you so much for coming. Honored to have you on our podcast.
Thank you.
Hopefully, we'll have you back again.
Of course.
Yes. So, it's quite fantastic having you on the show. And
thank you.
I grew to love you.
Aww, I'm going to hug you.
Yeah, it's so weird, don't.
So, yeah, guys, that was The Hangover Show. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We love you.
Right, fantastic. It's Cousin Louis, Lala, and the Queen Dre. And
yeah,
we are The Hangover.
Yeah. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
So.
Bye.
And now, Capital 263.